Chapter 16. Madame Giry's astounding revelations as to her personal relations with the opera ghost. Before following the commissary into the manager's office, I must describe certain extraordinary occurrences that took place in that office which Remy and Mercier had vainly tried to enter, and into which Monsieur Richard and Montchamin had locked themselves, with an object which the reader does not yet know, but which it is my duty as an historian to reveal without further postponement. I have had occasion to say that the manager's mood had undergone a disagreeable change for some time past, and to convey the fact that this change was due not only to the fall of the chandelier on the famous night of the gala performance. The reader must know that the ghost had calmly been paid his first 20,000 francs. Oh, there had been wailing and gnashing of teeth indeed. And yet the thing had happened as simply as could be. One morning the managers found on their table an envelope addressed to Monsieur O.G., private, and accompanied by a note from O.G. himself. "The time has come to carry out the clause in the memorandum book. Please put 20 notes of 1,000 francs each into this envelope, seal it with your own seal, and hand it to Madame Giry, who will do what is necessary." The managers did not hesitate. Without wasting time and asking how these confounded communications came to be delivered in an office which they were careful to keep locked, they seized this opportunity of laying hands on the mysterious blackmailer. And, after telling the whole story, under the promise of secrecy, to Gabriel and Mercier, they put the 20,000 francs into the envelope, and without asking for explanations, handed it to Madame Giry, who had been reinstated in her functions. The boxkeeper displayed no astonishment. I need hardly say that she was well watched. She went straight to the ghost's box and placed the precious envelope on the little shelf attached to the ledge. The two managers, as well as Gabriel and Mercier, were hidden in such a way that they did not lose sight of the envelope for a second during the performance and even afterward. For as the envelope had not moved, those who watched it did not move either, and Madame Giry went away while the managers, Gabriel and Mercier, were still there. At last they became tired of waiting and opened the envelope after ascertaining that the seals had not been broken. At first sight, Richard and Montchamin thought that the notes were still there, but soon they perceived that they were not the same. The 20 real notes were gone, and had been replaced by 20 notes of the Bank of St. Farce. The manager's rage and fright were unmistakable. Montchamin wanted to send for the commissary of police, but Richard objected. He no doubt had a plan, for he said, "Don't let us make ourselves ridiculous. All Paris would laugh at us. O.G. has won the first game. We will win the second." He was thinking of the next month's allowance. Nevertheless, they had been so absolutely tricked that they were bound to suffer a certain dejection. And upon my word, it was not difficult to understand. We must not forget that the managers had an idea at the back of their minds all the time that this strange incident might be an unpleasant practical joke on the part of their predecessors, and that it would not do to divulge it prematurely. On the other hand, Montchamin was sometimes troubled with a suspicion of Richard himself, who occasionally took fanciful whims into his head.